It's been a long winter and a shut-in spring, so I decided to throw a pool party and a barbecue. Women's dress code is skimpy bikinis. Men's dress code is skimpy Speedos. I purposely do this to separate the men from the boys. You know that you're not as well endowed as other men, so you're rather embarrassed to have to wear such a small, defining article of clothing. After changing clothes, you come out and timidly try to find somewhere to sit, hoping no one notices you as you dart toward a lounge chair. You suddenly hear my voice calling over to you. Red-faced, you turn around to see me smirking at you and wearing a nearly sheer navy blue string bikini that barely covers my tits and ass. All of the other women are also scantily clad. And then you notice the men are wearing Speedos and proudly displaying their huge cocks. You're flustered as I chatted with you and introduced you to a few of my femdom friends, my breasts rubbing up against your arm. Struggling to keep your composure, you attempted as best you could to hide your little bump. But it was no use. I gave you the task of serving drinks to some of the guests across the other side of the pool. That meant you had to carry a tray and walk across the backyard and could not hide your tiny dick anymore. Your face reddened as you took the tray, having to move slowly so as not to spill any of the cocktails. You could hear the gorgeous femdoms chuckling and commenting on the lack of package in your swimming briefs. And in the back of your mind, you imagine them giving sensual hand jobs to you and stroking you to climax. Each one looking you up and down as they took their drinks and thanked you while unable to control their laughter. What's worse is that the women's hot bodies were making it hard for you to concentrate. So much so that after emptying the tray of cocktails, you hastily put down the drink tray and raced off to the bathroom. You couldn't take any more. You pulled down your swim trunks in the bathroom, jerking your teeny weeny in the privacy of the bathroom, or so you thought. Stroking feverishly, you knew that if you could just release the frustrating urge, you could make it through the rest of the party. A knock at the door stopped you, right on the edge of orgasm. "Who is it?" you cried out. I huffed. "Boy, you better stop playing with me," unlocking the door with the master key. I stood there and grabbed your arm roughly. I knew you'd run away to jerk off. Me and my friends were placing bets on how long you will hold up, and you didn't disappoint. I clicked a button on a remote that I was holding, and the flat screen in the bathroom came to life. Your face plastered across the screen, huffing and puffing, loud laughter roaring in the background. You were horrified. Not only had I caught you masturbating, I had hidden a camera in the one place I knew you'd try to escape. Despite your whining and crying and begging, I drag you back outside where everyone was gathered in a circle. "Here he is," I said, laughing, "the star of the show." I turned to look at you. "Well, go on now that everybody is here. We want to see you finish. Go on. Jerk your little dick for my friends. Show them how you rub your tiny nub. They've already seen you in the bathroom. And so have the men." You looked up, and all the men in attendance were now nude and being caressed and stroked by their female dominant counterparts. "Stroke now while we give these men a hand. Stroke now and these real men will shoot their loads in your honor." Your little clit got hard and began leaking when you saw how big and thick those cocks were. The chronic masturbator in you took hold, rubbing and tugging your tiny penis. The women laughing, the men with defiant, satisfied smirks on their faces, as one by one they were given delicious release, as you knelt in the center of the circle, crying and jerking off, and squirting your load as you were sprayed with cum. So now that you know how the Memorial Day weekend began, don't you want to know how it ends? This is Duchess Willow, and I will tell you what happened, as I'm sure you may have some ideas of your own. All you have to do is call me for session. The number to call is 1-800-601-6975. Just ask for Duchess Willow. You can also pay online on cockcontrol.com. You can purchase a sexy texting session online if you prefer to chat on Skype. I hope that you've enjoyed this Ebony Femdom Cock Tease story. The Masturbation May blog train is coming to an end, but you got one more stop. Up next, your last stop on the choo-choo is Mistress Hunter. If you missed any posts, go to Mistress Brighton's blog, enchantrixtease.com, and I'll talk to you soon. Stay blessed.